Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from 20th Sarajevo Film Festival, and we're proud media partners of the Industry Days and the Talent Sarajevo, and this was the first year that cinematographers were invited to take part in the Talents program, and I have here with me Orlin Stanchev from Bulgaria. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation.
I think the best thing to do to start off this interview is, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what made you want to become a cinematographer?
Yes, of course, I want to become a cinematographer. I've finished my studies like 2 months ago.
Oh,
so now,
congratulations.
Thank you. So now I'm trying to work as a freelancer, and it's kind of hard, but I'll try.
Yeah,
I hope it will.
So where did the interest in cinematography and cinema come from?
Well, this is a hard question. I started somewhere when I was on a high school, my second year, I think. I started to do a little bit of photography, and I kind of felt that it's not enough. I felt like everything was already done, and every picture I made, I was like, oh, okay, but this is similar to this and this and that. And then I started to discover like more about film and the way of doing film and about cinematography in general. And of course, I loved films. Like, I've always been like in love with films. So
yeah. So let's talk about maybe what you've worked on so far. What your experiences have been so far, apart from your studies.
Yeah, during the studies and for school, and also for like independent projects, I've shot. I don't know. It's 6 or 7 short films. Last year with my colleagues, we managed to shoot a feature film. Well, it wasn't exactly a feature film, it was 60 minutes, so it was exactly on the border of the feature and mid-length film.
Yeah.
Mid-late film. So I'm more interested in fiction film. I'm kind of very bad at documentary. I don't know why, but I just don't enjoy it. I liked when I have the environment in my control, when I have the light on control and everything, and it's I don't feel very well in the position of a documentarist.
So what would you say your style is? Do you like to plan things ahead, or do you just like to see what the set is giving you impossible?
Yeah, I have to admit that I plan a lot.
Okay.
I really love to have everything prepared, but of course when something I'm not as much preparing to like control myself and not do the opportunities I see on a set, because always when you arrive somewhere and you start to see a lot of new things, and of course I think that it's with everybody that that you try to work with what you have on set, and sometimes it's much better. So what I do is like I always try to prepare as much as possible, and I kind of make a note of my preparation, and then I put it in my pocket. I go to the set and I start from the beginning, and I try to discover new things, and if it doesn't work, I just go back to my first idea and do it the way I planned it.
Right. Well, yeah, that's Hitchcock would have loved your preparation skills. So you're here in Sarajevo with Talent Sarajevo. How has the experience been so far?
Yeah.
Of course, this is the last day, so how's the experience been? It's like an overview, a complete overview.
Well, to be honest, it was really, really great experience. It was really, I have to admit that it was very nice, because we had this workshop with Fred Kalemann, who's,
yeah,
of course, for all the cinematographers in the world, like a very exciting person and very huge personality in general, and of course his films speaks for themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy that we had this opportunity to work with him. It was a real cooperation, because we could experience the way he do the work, to experience the way he thinks.
Yeah.
And it was really like a huge experience.
Yeah. And you got to work on a film actually during the your time here.
Yeah, the whole concept was that we had to prepare a scene before we arrived to Sarajevo, a scene that we would like to shoot. And when we arrived there, Mr. Kalemann came with the idea that we should combine all the ideas, all the scenes of all the cinematographers. Mm. There was five of us, and make a short film. And we were like pretty excited about the idea. But then it started because we had just 4 days for everything. Yeah. And so we started to write the new script, which was the combination of all the scenes. And it was pretty hard because we had like, I don't know, like 2 hours. To come up with a story that works, like with all the ideas, because we had to somehow write the scene and to be able to express what was our idea and why we want to do the scene. So we had to a little bit change some things and come up with a full story. And then we had to choose an actors, of course, and we were really like, we had very great luck with the actors, because mm-hmm. there's also in this Sarajevo Talents there was a section of actors, mm-hmm. of young actors from the region, and I think that we managed to do a really great cast. Yeah. They were just perfect, and so it started. Of course, it was with a lot of problems, because you don't know the city, you don't know nothing, and you just come with new script, and then you have to improvise a lot. Yeah. But in the same time keep the whole idea, and I think that this is like the most exciting thing about Mr. Kellerman, because he was always able to find a solution for any problem that appeared, and it was so amazing. It's like you feel it's for us, it's hard to express it, but it's sometimes you just meet some people that with this kind of energy that inspire you as a person like a lot, and then you feel the need to solve all these things and to work out, and I think that the final film would be great.
Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing it anyways. So thanks very much for joining us, and I wish you all the best in the future. We'll be looking forward to seeing what projects you'll be involved in the future, and maybe we'll be meeting again at some other festival.
Thank you very much. I hope so.
Thanks very much, and this is Red Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.